I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Every day, Venezuela seems to be inching closer to civil war. President Nicolas Maduro's attempt to rewrite the Constitution, coupled with a shortage of food and basic necessities, has incited violent protest. One ministry, though, is providing peace amid the turbulence. Transworld Radio's youth-oriented programs introduce kids to the hope of the gospel. TWR's Steve Shantz.
We have a program called Peter the Octopus, and it's a weekly program that we broadcast into Venezuela. And this is a character, an octopus, he's a puppet. And we try and speak values and hope and present a message of a brighter future for kids.
TWR also meets physical needs by providing food to children who are in the most impoverished areas. Insight into this project and how you can get behind it can be found at missionnews.org. Next, today is World Refugee Day. Around the world, millions of displaced refugees have lost their homes, families, and livelihoods.
This is a consistent problem that's really worsened over the years. So we take this day as an opportunity to help people understand what problems we have in refugee resettlement.
Giving refugees new homes is just the first step. That's why Bethany Christian Services has programs designed to integrate refugees into local communities. Refugee advocacy specialist Christian Hawkins.
We can serve as an example. That we can live our faith in a way that will inspire others.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.